Coming up this week on the Silver and Black Show, we take a look at the Raiders' fourth quarter comeback that almost was. Carson Palmer's number one target, tight end Brandon Myers, makes his first ever appearance on the Silver and Black Show. And we'll have our weekly conversation with Raider head coach Dennis Allen. All this and a whole lot more as the Raiders look to soar past the AFC North leading Baltimore Ravens next on the Silver and Black Show.
The Silver and Black Show with two-time Super Bowl winning quarterback Jim Plunkett and the voice of the Raiders, Greg Papa.
The Raiders will have to soar high to take down the Baltimore Ravens on Sunday. This team has won 14 consecutive home games at M&T Bank Stadium, and the Raiders are in Baltimore for the first time since 2008. Welcome to our Silver and Black Show. Greg Papa joined by Jim Plunkett. They have a 14-game home winning streak. The Raiders last Sunday, Jim, lost their mini two-game winning streak, a wild back-and-forth affair with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in a 42-32 loss.
Sure, certainly a very exciting game. Up 10-7 at the half, came back in the second half, and the third quarter just has not been very good for the Raiders. The other team seemed to dominate that quarter in particular, as did Tampa Bay. But as you mentioned, the Raiders fought back and got right back into the ballgame.
It was a 10-7 Raider lead at halftime, Jim. Andre Carter will come around here and come up with a strip sack, his first as a Raider and his 77th in the NFL. Maybe the highlight of the first half was this block by Lamar Houston on the field goal attempt. He'll block it with his left hand, scoop it up, and run it back 34 yards to set up a Sebastian Janikowski field goal.
Yeah, and Lamar Houston has been playing very well. He's done a lot of great things, sacking the quarterback, picking up fumbles, blocking a field goal attempt. Just, you know, one of the things that you like to refer to as hustle plays. Yeah. Lamar Houston's all over that.
Raiders did score a touchdown right before halftime, Jim. In fact, they have scored in the final 2 minutes of the first half in every game this year. Four field goals and now four touchdowns. Nice route here by Rod Streeter. Does not step out of bounds and gets the Raiders a 10-7 lead at halftime.
Yeah, you know, a great play, great execution, and that's what it takes to move the football down the field and get touchdowns. You've got to execute, you've got to pass protect up front, you got to run great routes, and you got to get them the ball from the quarterback.
That Raider halftime lead was short-lived because right away, Doug Martin, born in Oakland and raised in Stockton, Jim, broke through with a 45-yard touchdown run. He would add two other long ones and a fourth one as well. The Raiders were down 35-17. The game seemingly was over, but Carson Palmer would not let it just end there. He brought the Raiders with a field goal late in the game.
He certainly did. It was a tremendous comeback by the Raiders. They provided protection. It came up with great catches, and Carson Palmer got extraordinarily hot in that fourth quarter to lead the Raiders in that comeback attempt. Unfortunately, you know, the Raiders weren't able to capitalize and win the ball game, but it shows what they can do when everything is working on all cylinders.
Carson last Sunday attempted 61 passes, the second most in Raider history, to only Rich Gannon back in 2002. He threw for 414 yards, one of the greatest Raider passing days ever, and he threw four touchdown passes, Jim. Marcel Reese, who's becoming more and more of a weapon, caught a touchdown pass. He had eight catches for 95 yards. They even late in the game, when Darren McFadden and Mike Goodson both suffered high ankle sprains, they ran the fullback as a tailback.
Yeah, Marcel Reese is extraordinary. You know, he played at Washington as a wide receiver, yet he plays for the Raiders as a fullback and a wideout with an incredible combination right there. But he can do it all, a little bit of everything. He can run with the football out of the backfield. He's an excellent receiver, and he's really dangerous after he catches the ball in the open field. So Marcel Reese has really been a great contributor to this Raider offense.
His eight catches last Sunday tied Brandon Myers. Brandon also had an eight-catch day, but more importantly, Jim, he got in the end zone for the first two times in his NFL career.
Yeah, which was fun to see. You know, as I've always mentioned year after year on this program and elsewhere, you know, tight end's invaluable, and you get a good one like Brandon Myers and get open, catch the football extraordinarily well, get into the end zone. And I think they're really important around the goal line, as it was proven this past Sunday against Tampa Bay. I think he's getting better by leaps and bounds as his seasons and games are adding up.
He's had a breakthrough first half of the season, to be sure, on pace for 78 catches, which would be the most for a Raider tight end since your guy, Todd Christensen, at 95 back in 86. One thing for certain, Brandon Myers will join us next on the Silver and Black Show. A little bit later on, we're going to pick our first half MVPs. Maybe Brandon Myers will show up on that list as well. But up next, number 83, Brandon Myers makes his Silver and Black Show debut.